Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Big Noisy Bug Movie Podcast, the podcast that's number one in your heart, thanks to the miracle of rounding. I'm your host, Pete Pollock, and this week on the show, West Side Story. A kind of strange and unusual little film, if you think about it. And I did. So, I've formed some opinions, and we'll get to them right after this. This is a musical, as you probably all know. And we all know how I feel about musicals. And it's not that I don't like them or that I can't watch them. It's that I usually don't get them. And this film, it's essentially Romeo and Juliet. They don't copy every aspect of Romeo and Juliet, but they do copy quite a few things. And it opens with instead of being Montagues and Capulets and two warring families, it's two warring gangs in New York City. And one of the gangs is a Puerto Rican gang. They're the Sharks. And then there's a more American gang, although, you know, they are referred to as Polacks and whatnot. So, you know, they're not entirely, you know, the point is made that, you know, none of them are Native Americans. Let's just put it that way. So they're the Jets. And one of the Jets falls in love with a Puerto Rican girl, and this causes problems, and the plot carries on from there. The film starts off very stylistically. It's got this big jazz opening kind of a thing happening, and these guys are snapping their fingers and they're walking around, and it sets everything up. They're walking around. It sets up a lot of the plot lines for the rest of the movie in this opening sequence. And it's very stylized. There's a lot of dancing, and they're supposed to be really tough gang members. Now, you know, already when you're kind of watching this and I'm looking at it, and I've never seen this movie before. I have seen, you know, I kind of know the story because it's kind of a cultural icon, but my closest connection to this was a film that I watched in college, which was, you know, all the music of it. And so I'm going to say that, you know, I'm watching this and you're seeing these guys kind of dancing around, and they all look very clean cut for gang members. And the Puerto Ricans don't look quite as Puerto Rican as maybe you think they kind of should. Some of them do, but some of them kind of look like they're not Puerto Rican. They kind of got their skin darkened and stuff like that. So we know that was true of Natalie Wood, at least as the lead Puerto Rican girl. But so I'm watching this and I'm thinking, well, you know, yeah, here we go. You know, it's going to be this stylized love story thing, and it's going to be a lot of singing and dancing, and it's not going to have anything real to say or anything important to say. And I just kind of want it to be over with. That's what I'm thinking as the movie is opening. And to its credit, and to my surprise, everything that I was thinking in the opening sequences changed by the time I was done watching this. It sucked me in. And I still think it's a little too stylized in parts, but it is what it is. And that was the vision that the filmmakers were going for, and that's fine. But let me tell you something. The although it's a dark story and a tragedy, because Romeo and Juliet is a tragedy, although, again, they do change things, so you don't necessarily know exactly what's going to happen. But watching this, they really touch, in addition to being dark, because anybody can write a dark story. And many people do. And they go, well, I wrote a dark story, and, you know, that's powerful and moving. Not necessarily. Anybody can write dark. It doesn't take that much effort. But what they do is they use the music, and within all that, they touch on a lot of very real cultural issues. So through the darkness and the tragedy, they're touching on things like racism and the idea that the Puerto Ricans are moving into this white neighborhood. None of them are necessarily, they do some bad things. They definitely do some bad things. Almost everybody, most of the people in this movie at some point do something bad, either by choice or accidentally. But they're not necessarily evil people, none of them. And there is, you can find some sympathy for almost everybody's position in this movie going into it, the things that lead up to the rivalry between the gangs and all that. And they all kind of have a reason for feeling that the way they do. Nobody is just evil or a bad guy because they're supposed to be evil and a bad guy. So the movie has a lot of intelligence as far as that's concerned. And like I say, it touches on some very real issues and some very real things, even through the dancing and everything else. It touches on some things that would actually happen in real life and looks them straight in the eye. And I give the movie a lot of credit for that. So although I am an avowed not really a musical fan, and this probably isn't my type of movie, I have to be honest with you, this is a really good film. It's a really good film. And I went into it kind of expecting to, roll my eyes at it and go, yeah, it's dated and whatever. There's stuff in this film that applies to today. And there's things that are timeless that happen in this movie. And the music, that's a matter of taste. If it's your taste, you're going to love it. And the music is good. It's definitely good. The lyrics, I like to, with things like this, I'm always kind of interested because I'm sure, the music is often good, but how are the lyrics? Are they clever? Are they well-written? And they are. The lyrics make just as good a point as some of the scenes in the movie do. They really touch on strong and resonant issues. And I got to say, it's a really unique film. It's not, I would be hard pressed, and I'm not an expert in this area, but I'd be hard pressed to think of another thing that really falls into the same category. It's definitely its own thing. And I respect that as well. So surprise, surprise to me, but this movie is a buy it. You can go out and get this movie and you can watch it a few times and you can come back to it years later. And I think you're still going to probably get something out of it. And it is moving and it is powerful. And there is real human emotion. And I never really felt manipulated while watching this, even though, musicals kind of, that's a little bit their stock and trade sometimes. So it's a buy it. Go out, get it, and take some time and check it out. That's my review. Next week on the show, Lawrence of Arabia. Another epic. Apparently epics were big in the 60s. And this is another one, part of the reason I do this is so that I can see films that I haven't seen before that I should have. This falls into that category. So I'm looking forward to Lawrence of Arabia. And I will have my review for you next week. Until then, I remain Pete Pollack. This is the Big Noisy Bug Movie Podcast. This review and more at bignoisybug.com. Also check out The Chico Walker Show, our comedy podcast, at thechicowalkershow.com. Have a good week, everybody. See you real soon.